lequel on aspire est très, très élevé. Et pour comprendre ces sujets tellement élevés, il faut aussi avoir une base solide de connaissances de Tattva. Donc en ce qui me concerne, je suis loin d'avoir développé ce greed, cette avidité à écouter Lilakata, et donc j'aspire à développer ce greed, mais en même temps je sens mes grandes faiblesses au niveau de cette compréhension du Tattva. Je me sens comme un enfant complètement ignorant, et donc je prie Shri Shri Guru Gauranga de pouvoir développer cet amour pour Krishna, cette bhakti, Krishna Prema, et aussi que pouvoir me libérer de tous ces doutes qui m'empêchent de servir et de développer cet amour pour Krishna. Et donc, c'est une grande miséricorde qu'on puisse avoir la compagnie de Maharaj aussi parmi nous, qui puisse nous libérer des éventuels doutes qui pourraient obstruer notre compréhension du Tattva et obstruer aussi notre foi et notre désir sincère de pouvoir approfondir et atteindre un jour ce Raja Prem auquel on aspire.
Lakhs and lakhs words, all are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. We have forgotten Krishna for so many births. So, Krishna becomes worried that my eternal servants are suffering so much in this world, again and again. They are taking birth not in human shape, but also like pig, hogs, dogs, creepers, plants, sometimes goddesses, sometimes human, always searching happiness and peace of mind. But they are not attaining that. I want that they should come and serve of me and be eternally happiness. But they don't give me chance that I should take them in Golok Vrindavan. So he always in worry for us. Out of his mercy, unconditional mercy, sometimes he gives us human form, very beautiful, some intelligence. Sometimes he sends his associates in this world. Sometimes he sends his incarnations in this world, like Ramchandra Nishinga. Sometimes his vibhuti, like Jesus Christ, like others, like Buddha, like others. Sometimes his associate like Narad, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, and others, and gives his message that you should tell them that you have forgotten me. Really, you are not this material body. So, if you want eternal bliss, and eternal happiness, you should associate with any bona fide Vaishnava and Guru. Krishna will arrange for this. You cannot do anything. So Krishna arranges this, all these things. He sends in this world and in crores and crore worlds so many incarnations, so many associates. Sometimes he comes in the shape of golden Sachinandan Gaurhari with Raya Ramananda Sarup Damodar Rup Sanatan and preaches in this whole world. Whether you are qualified or not, he sprinkles his mercy. But like Jagaiya and Madhai, we don't want his mercy. Sometimes we become opposite to devotees. Oh, he is our enemy because he is disturbing him. Or eat, drink and be merry. Like once, Indra, he made some offense in the lotus feet of his Gurudev Brihaspati. And for this fault, he became hog and came to this world. He was wandering and roaming here and there. He collected so many seahawks and so many pigs, so many sons and daughters, thousands of. And he was so happy, though he was taking his souls of human persons and always lying down in the drains, eating, marrying only these things. Brahma was coming to this world and he saw that Indra with so many seahawks and so many children's pigeons, he is so happy. He is absorbed in all these things and thinking that I am only so happy that I have so many wives, children, and I am free from all bindings. But Brahma saw his soul because he is a realized soul. So he saw and called, O Indra, what you are doing? This nonsense. Indra, as a hog, he was looking here and there. Who is calling me? Indra. I am hog. I am so happy. He told that you are not hog. Really, you are Indra. And you live always in heaven with your wife and your children. There you live, only you taste there amrita, nectar only. So beautiful gardens, so many things. And you were so powerful. But you have become this dirty hog. I want that you should return to your home. He told, and I am happy here. I don't know who was Indra and who is Indra. I am happy with my children and wife. And okay. I don't want to go anywhere. He told that, oh, I am making some arrangement. And he took water from his kamandalu. Kamandalu means water pot. And sprinkled with mantra. First he took one by one his all sons and daughters. And he throw out his all sons and all their dead. Will you go now? He replied that no. So many children will come in a month. So many. I don't want to go. My wife, so many wives are here. Some are pregnant. Some will be pregnant. And thus again we will be like that. Then he took one by one his wives and began to kill them. All were killed. Then he told them, now you will go? Never. I will collect more wives. Then he sprinkled some water with mantra. And oh, I am Indra. I am in this pig, a hog shape, taking so many bad things. So I want to go. Then he began to pray Brahma that, oh Brahma, you are my father, so please be merciful to take me to heaven. Then Brahma again took some water and sprinkled with mantra, and he left his body, and at once quickly he went to Swarga. But we are not coming from Swarga. Really, we are eternal servant of Krishna in Vrindavan. Those who have come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, in the line of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati, in line of our Gurudev, in line of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, they are so much fortunate that they are inhabitants of, they will be the inhabitants of Golok Vrindavan. Anyhow, he will manage to take us there. So be ready. You are all inhabitants of there. By your constitution, we are all servant of Krishna. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only 500 years before. And he left a Guru Parampara. And all Guru Parampara, especially Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he ordered his disciples to preach all over the world, Western countries, Eastern countries, everywhere. And that is why he sent so many. Among them, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami was so prominent that in a few years, he established so many preaching centers in the whole world, so many temples, and he met so many disciples here and there. It is a very wonderful thing. In the whole world, where I went, I saw that very beautiful disciples are here and there. But when Swamiji left this world and joined Krishna in Vrindavan, then some of disciples, prominents, they began to fall down because they knew that we are also liberated and we are so powerful. And that is why they thought that, oh, we have become acharya-like more than our Gurudev. And that is why they began to fall down. They were not caring of common devotees. And that is why so many devotees came out of ISKCON, here and there. But they wanted to serve their Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, or Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swami Maharaj ordered me in his last breath that I want that you should associate with my disciples and you should help them. I never wanted to give up Vrindavan. I wanted to be in Vrindavan and to chant and remember. In lonely place, and I was satisfied. But I am not so learned person, or a very high class of devotee. I'm like you all. But Krishna wanted, Mahaprabhu wanted, and also Swamiji or Guruji. And they have dragged me to all these countries to help you. I'm happy that knowingly or unknowingly, by their mercies, I'm helping them. I want to help all the devotees without caste and creed, whether they are my disciples or not. I never wanted any disciple, but some forced me to take disciple. So without any gain, worldly gain, I want to help you all. And you should be always very energetic and a strong will, that in very life we will proceed so much in bhakti. Without bhakti, anyone in this world cannot